Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it's the first day of school in New York City. It also happens to be the first day of Fashion Week in New York City. So parents, let's talk about kids' fashion. Did your kid walk out the door this morning in something you thought was bordering on inappropriate? Or maybe your kid walked out the door in something they were embarrassed to wear because you wouldn't buy them the Glee-inspired getup they really wanted. So call us up just for the next few minutes and tell us what's trending in kids' fashion and if you have a problem with it. Did you hear about the JCPenney thing? They pulled the plug on their I'm Too Pretty to Do Homework t-shirt. Oh, my God. Can you believe they actually did that? Are other kids' fashion trends sending the wrong message? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And joining us to help parents navigate kids' fashion is Mira Jacob, deputy editor of Babbel.com, a parenting website. Hi, Mira. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So first of all, what's trending in kids' fashion? Maybe it depends on the sex, depends on the age, depends on the neighborhood, but I mentioned Glee. Where do you start?
Yeah, well, there is obviously the Glee thing. I think skinny jeans are still trending, and I think basically as far as what your teen is going to want to wear, it's, you know, kind of whatever they want to wear. Fashion for kids, as you know, fashion for anybody is just a really big form of self-expression. So when your kids know that they can use that as an avenue to prove themselves and possibly, you know, get under your skin a little bit, they're going to do it. And parents have to be aware of that, and they know that. And this is an age-old. I'm pretty sure that the cavemen and the cavewomen had some version of this.
What is Glee inspired, anyway, for those who might not know?
Well, I think it's obviously... midriff bearing, sexy but not too sexy, campy, you know, sort of musical-esque, let's say that. And it's, you know, I think that you see the things that those kids are wearing, and they're sexy and they're vampy and they're made to make them look like pop stars. And I think there's an idea that a lot of kids have that they can wear those things and it sends out a message about themselves. But the funny thing is that they associate it with Glee, where somebody that's a little bit older than them isn't necessarily associating it with a television show as much as a lifestyle.
Now, some of the grossest things here I mentioned, the JCPenney t-shirt flap. Do you think it's indicative of anything larger that a mainstream chain like that would sell a t-shirt that says, I'm too pretty to do homework? Or was it just, you know, one boneheaded designer and somehow it got through the system?
Well, you're missing the whole quote there, which is, I think, the possibly the more galling thing, which is, I'm too pretty to do my homework, so my brother has to do it for me. Which I think is part of the reason that t-shirt made people as furious as it did. I'm too pretty to do my homework.
What century are we in?
I know, exactly. I mean, I'm too pretty to do my homework is awful enough, right? And then my brother has to do it for me. You just want to take yourself back to the Stone Ages or beat your head against a wall repeatedly. But yeah, that t-shirt made it out. You know, that there's a great blog here on Babbel about that t-shirt, and there's also, they mentioned that these kinds of t-shirts are not actually unusual. They happen pretty regularly, one of these, you know, t-shirts that basically imply, you know, our daughters really shouldn't be anything but pretty, and you know what would be great is if all of our boys are violent. And you look at these and you wonder, who is making these, and does anyone buy them? And then occasionally you're walking around the street and you realize, oh no, yes, that is the person that bought that shirt for their child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You also mentioned to us off the air that there are now bikinis with padded bras being marketed to 7-year-olds.
Yes, I know. This is a big firestorm over the summer. Abercrombie and Fitch had their padded bikini for 7-year-olds, and they also were not the first people to do that. And, you know, and what does that mean? You want to put fake breasts on
what
an underage girl? I don't know.
Do they? Who would say they want to do that?
Abercrombie and Fitch, apparently.
Apparently. Vicky in the Bronx with fashion from the preschool set. Right, Vicky?
Yes, I'm the mom of a 3-year-old, but I was dropping her off this morning at the babysitter's house, and I saw a 4-year-old heading out to her first day of pre-K, and she had her lovely sparkling shoes on. So sparkling, glittering shoes are definitely still trending strong for the 3s, 4s, and I can't speak for older kids. I will say, given the previous conversation you were having, it's definitely connected to princess mania.
Yeah.
And princess mania is pretty dominant in the same age group, I'd say.
Yeah, we did a show on princess mania. But by the way, before you go, Vicky, you didn't see any high heels among the preschool girls, did you?
I didn't, but I mean, not this morning, but I have seen them.
You have seen them.
Not, I wouldn't say high heels, but I've seen heels. And just the presence of heels, even if they're relatively low, is controversial in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Part of the princess mania definitely includes some glass slippers or plastic slippers that have heels on them.
Thank you very much. Princess mania, Mira, because one of our producers said she's seen kids as young as 4 wearing little heels.
Yes. Right. And that is, and again, that's another big thing that parents get up in arms over. Some people feel like it's not that big of a deal. They're just emulating their moms, and it's not necessarily sexy, and these are chunky heels. They make the distinction. These are chunky heels. And other parents feel like it's really inappropriate for a little girl, any girl who could possibly hurt herself to be wearing, you know, heels. And again, these are just calls that parents have to make individually, and I think the thing that they have to think about is, you know, is it inappropriate? Appropriate as in, is it sexy? And if it is sexy, what are you letting your child say about herself going out the door?
Peter on our Facebook page writes, grunge, it's back. Elaine in Pearl River, you're on WNYC. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, I have 2 boys, my 15-year-old and 11-year-old. They're both, primary focus is comfort. So usually they end up going to school looking kind of slobby, but T-shirts and shorts, and it used to really bother me because I grew up in an age where you had to, I mean, I couldn't wear a skirt if I kneeled down. If it didn't touch the floor, I was sent home. So, but when I drive them to school, I see the other kids, and they're all pretty much dressed the same.
So
I have to say, the skinny jeans are not popular in my town, so I don't see them.
Not in Pearl River. So Peter on Facebook is right. Grunge is back.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Lisa in Bedford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
What are you seeing?
I just wanted to comment that my mother-in-law took my 6-year-old daughter back to school shopping and came home with a top made of black lace. And I just, she's a lovely woman, my mother-in-law, and I just couldn't believe it was produced for a 6-year-old girl. How is a top like that being made for a girl going into first grade?
Thank you, Lisa. So, Mira, so many examples of this inappropriate stuff for girls. Are they doing anything like this for boys?
You know, it's boys are such less fraught area, I have to say. I mean, you know, for boys, it's more when you get to, you know, like Halloween, are they all dressed up as axe murderers? You have to wonder what that's about. But really, for boys, it's just, it's a much less, you know, fraught subject. Are their pants on high enough? Are their, you know, belts too loose? What does that mean? All of that stuff is what boys are dealing with, but it's not quite at the level that girls are.
The Halloween outfits, the issue that you raise, I guess, again, for girls, for tween girls, there's an issue of sexy nurse, sexy monster.
Yes, right.
Things like that with those costumes.
Yeah, and it's amazing sometimes things that you see people putting in costumes for young girls, and you have to ask yourself, whose fantasy is this?
Yeah.
Because when you see a 12-year-old dressed up as a sexy nurse, it's kind of stomach-turning. A little weird, you know?
We just have a minute left, but it is Fashion Week, and it seems like it used to be that clothes for kids was a very separate market than high-end fashion for adults. But more and more high-end designers are making clothes for kids. J. Crew, some very high-end designers as well, have kids' lines now. Has that changed kids' fashion in a way that complicates things for parents beyond being expensive?
Absolutely. And I think back to when I was growing up and this idea that you just didn't really pay that much attention to what you wore, certainly if you were under 12. And I look at those old pictures and those kids who were so unaware of what they looked like. And it's so funny to me that that is no longer the case and that kids do know if they're wearing the right cut of jean and what brand their shoe is. And I feel sad about the loss of innocence there. I have to be honest. That makes me a little bit sad.
Mira Jacob is deputy editor of Babbel.com, the parenting website. As We've been talking about the way that Fashion Week meets the first day of school here in 2011. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.